Thank you and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for January the 11th. The first item on our agenda is to begin with an invocation by Pastor Jason Anderson of the Living Word Bible Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be offered by one of our great scouts as visiting our meeting tonight, Richard McBride. Please stand for the prayer and pledge.
Do I need to push? Oh, I'm on.
You're good.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, everyone. Father God, I just lift up this time to you, Lord. I ask first and foremost now for the blessings on our city and the people of our community. Lord, that you'd give wisdom to our public servants here, that you would cover their families now and keep them in health and prosper them, make the works of our hands fruitful as you have promised. I thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings and for your will to be done here in the city of Mesa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Anderson, and thank you, Richard, for helping us get off to a good start. Under awards, recognition, and announcements, I think Councilmember Luna, you have a guest that we'd like to acknowledge today.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to introduce David Jaffe. Would you mind standing, David? He's a junior over at Westwood High School in the International Baccalaureate Program. He's shadowing me today, so thank you for attending. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Luna, and thank you for being here. The next item on our agenda is to consider the consent agenda. I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher, I do need to let you know that I've received a couple of different requests to speak on agenda item 6D, which has been on our consent agenda, but we're going to take it off so that we can consider that separate.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of meetings, previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Fountain of the Sun Community Association one-day charitable event, Sunday, February 21st, 540 South 80th Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for St. Timothy Catholic Church one-day religious event, Sunday, February 13th, 1730 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Circle K, 9228 East Guadalupe Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Comunidad Latina, 1616 East Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for La Casa de Juana, 1976 West Southern Avenue. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Mellow Mushroom, 1665 South Stapley Drive. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Rita's Restaurant and Cantina, 1264 West University Drive. Item 4A, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for luminaries and components for streetlight lamps for the materials and supply warehouse for the transportation and facilities maintenance departments. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase a replacement crossover vehicle for the fire and medical department. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one additional Chevrolet Tahoe for the fire and medical department. This purchase is funded by the State Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty super cab pickup truck for the fire and medical department. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase four replacement sedans for the police department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase four replacement light-duty pickup trucks for the police department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase two replacement sedans for the police department. The purchases for items 4E, 4F, and 4G are funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase two replacement light-duty cab and chassis vehicles with utility beds for the transportation and parks, recreation, and commercial facilities departments. These purchases are funded by the local street sales tax and vehicle replacement funds. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase one replacement sewer cleaning truck for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4J, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for barricade rental services for the Transportation, Energy Resources, and Water Resources Departments. Item 4K, act on one-year term contract for water testing supplies for coliform bacteria and E. coli for the Water Resources Department. Item 4L, act on one-year term contract for repair and maintenance parts for the Severn Trent chlorine system for the Water Resources Department. Item 4M, act on one-year term contract for analytical equipment components and related supplies for the Water Resources Department. Item 4N, act on one-year term contract for repair parts for screw centrifugal pumps for the Water Resources Department. Item 4O, act on contract to purchase one replacement and five spare filter underdrain systems and associated equipment for the Brown Road Water Treatment Plant as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 4P, act on contract to purchase 10 automated side-loading refuse trucks, including 9 replacement vehicles and 1 addition for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund and the Solid Waste Development Fee. Item 4Q, act on contract to purchase 1 replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Local Street Sales Tax Fund. Item 4R, act on contract to purchase a replacement front-end loader for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Highway User Revenue Fund. Item 4S, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for T-shirts, artwork, and graphics for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4T, act on contract for compressed natural gas infrastructure improvements. The funding is available from the 1994 Solid Waste Bond Program. Item 4U, act on contract for the Val Vista Water Transmission Main Project Phase 3. Funding is available from the 2014 Authorized Water Bond. Item 4V, act on contract for Fiesta Sports Park. Funding is available from the 2012 Parks Bond Program. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract with the Arizona Department of Public Safety to accept federal Victims of Crime Act grant funds to be used in the Victim Services Unit of the Mesa Prosecutor's Office. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a maintenance agreement with Sun Quorum LLC Pavilion Management Company of the Hilton Hotel on the Holmes Avenue right-of-way east of Alma School Road. The agreement is in regards to installation of electric infrastructure and decorative lights. The maintenance will be the responsibility of the hotel owners. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into amendment number 1 to an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Transportation to revise the city's maintenance responsibilities to include landscape maintenance of 2 areas located along Ellsworth Road and Ray Road at State Route 24. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into amendment number 1 to an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Transportation to detail the responsibilities of the construction, subsequent ownership, and maintenance of the Rio Salado multi-use path in Northeast Mesa. Item 5E, act on resolution extinguishing an ingress and egress easement and a portion of a roadway easement along the McKellips Road alignment west of Ellsworth Road. The property owner is making this request to accommodate future development. Item 5F, act on resolution approving the street name change from East 6th Place to East Athletics Way from North Center to a point 1,430 feet east of North Center Street. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance to amend Section 10-3-13 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to traffic control devices within the city limits to add flashing yellow arrows as a traffic control signal legend as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending Sections 10-4-3 and 10-4-4 of the Mesa City Code to increase speed limits from 40 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour on a portion of Signal Butte Road and Baseline Road to Guadalupe Road, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-034, 412 North McDonald, located north of University Drive and east of Country Club Drive, rezoned to allow for historic landmark designation. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-038, 1126 West Medina Avenue and 2345 and 2355 South Alma School Road, located south of Baseline Road on the east side of Alma School Road. This is a rezone with site plan modification to allow for development of a small lot, single residence subdivision. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-040, 205 East McKellips Road, located on the south side of McKellips Road and west of Mesa Drive. A rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a large vehicle rental facility, mini storage facility, and outdoor RV and boat storage. Item 7A, act on subdivision plat estates at 32nd Street, the 3200 to 3300 blocks of East McKellips Road, located north and east of McKellips Road and 32nd Street. And item 8A, act on liquor license application for AMC Theaters, Mesa Grand 24, 1645 South Stapley Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any other requests to speak on items on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I see a motion has been made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, seconded by Councilmember Glover. All in favor, please, or well, please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of passing the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 6D. Item 6 is the introduction of the following ordinances and setting January 25th, 2016 as the date of the public hearing on these ordinances. And that's specifically under item 6. Item 6D is zoning case 15-1272. Located in District 3, it is the 2200 through 2300 block of East Jacinto Avenue on the south side, located north of Baseline Road and east of Gilbert Road, 5.4 plus or minus acres, rezoning from LC to RM3-PAD and site plan review. The request will allow for the development of a multi-residence project. Jeff Welker of Welker Development Resources is the applicant, and Jenica Arizona LLC is the owner. This comes to us with a recommendation of approval by staff and a 5-0 vote from the Planning and Zoning Board recommending approval. We do have two requests to speak. And again, just so we're all clear on this, we're introducing this ordinance when we're setting a public hearing, if this motion passes, for 2 weeks from today, January 25th, to conduct a public hearing on this proposed zoning case. The two requests I have to speak, the first is from Penny Calton. So I'd invite Penny to come forward. And Penny, if you would please, just for our record, if you could restate your name and give us your address, and then we'll be happy to hear from you for 3 minutes.
Okay, my name is Penny Calton. I'm at 1840 South Briar Circle, right near Jacinto in Mesa. I spoke at the Zoning Commission's meeting in November, and I spoke on certain issues, and I should stop for a moment and say I should address Mayor and Vice Mayor, and thank you for listening to me, council members. I spoke with consideration regarding the neighborhood and the residents of the proposed condos and lot, and I spoke on the same issues as I'm going to present tonight. The site plan reports the required parking for the 102 proposed units is 214.2 cars for that site. The site plan reports 132 garages, but I find only 102. And granted, there are 24 double car garages, but this total is 126, and not 132 garages as reported on the site plan. Additionally, the site plan appears to have 42 driveways. This totals 168 parking spaces next to the units. The site plan also reports 44 resident guest parking spaces. This totals 212 on-site parking spaces, and this still falls short of the required parking of 214.2 spaces for 102 units. Keep in mind, this total of 212 disallows for any guest parking within the complex site. According to the site plan, there are additional 62 off-site parking spaces available, and it's important to note that 14 spaces on the west side near Gold's Gym are continually used by their clientele, thus leaving 48 parking spaces for residents and guests. Because of the shortage of parking within the site plan, residents and guests will need to park off-site. I don't know if this parking issue can be changed to accommodate the 214.2 spaces per unit within the site plan. It should be. Should there be changes or not to solve the problem, it is my suggestion that two access gates be installed on the south side to match the access gates on Jacinto Street. This would allow for a balance of off-site parking for both north and south side points of the plan. The other issue I have is with the loss of privacy, and I spoke with Dave Brown later today after I'd written this, but he said that the planner or the builder was going to put on some kind of awning, and I imagine that's to prevent the view directly into these people's yards. But I would have much preferred a two-story building along Jacinto, as this would have blended in with the current neighborhood better and we would not be having worries and discussions about the line of sight loss of privacy. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for your time.
Peggy, thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts with us. Again, this item, if it passes, will be set for a hearing 2 weeks from today, so you may want to be mindful of that.
Yes.
The next individual that's requested to speak is Rodney Cook. I'm sorry, Rodney, did I mispronounce your name?
It's Cole, like Old King Cole.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course it is. My fault.
That's fine.
Rodney, please give us your address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
My address is 1864 South Briar Circle. I in Mesa, Arizona. I happen to have the honor of being the corner house that lives directly on Jacinto, closest to the proposed development. And that's both an honor and a fright as well. I have some of the same issues that Penny had. One is about privacy. We've been in our home for 27 years. We've enjoyed the privacy of being able to go in the backyard without being observed by neighbors and community. Even though we don't do anything that's immodest, but at the same time, it's nice to be able to know that you're not going to be viewed by somebody that is curious about their evening activities, as we have a bonfire on, of course, proposed and authorized burn days only. A couple of things. Can I step aside for a second?
Please.
I brought a poster board where I show the effect it has on my property. So from the actual condo here, this is exactly 100 feet to my house. If you look at the angles of a 30-foot structure, being a three-story structure, going down past the 7-foot wall that I have at the end of my property, then over 50 feet of my backyard is in clear and unrestricted view of whoever's in that third story of that condo at any time. And most of the other view is there too, my patio and so on. I have two issues. One is with the privacy, and the second one is with light, that the natural light that we're accustomed to will be affected by the structure that high. The location to our house is just not as due south, but with the sunrise and sunset, that we're going to be going past that property to our property. I've measured the shadows and figured the angle of the shadows, and at current time, the shadow from a three-story condo would reach my house at 4 o'clock p.m. So I'd have basically an hour less of sunlight every day, and most of our windows face towards that condo for our natural sunlight. I'd also like to point out that I recommend that the proposal be changed to a two-story condo. If it goes to two-story, that would alleviate the problems with parking, traffic that other neighbors have, and also that would take care of my privacy and light issues. I thank you for your time and consideration, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Thank you for being with us tonight. Council, is there a motion to set this for a public hearing in 2 weeks? Council Member Kavanaugh has made the motion. Council Member Glover has seconded it. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is 4, 5, 6 in favor and 1 against, so the motion passes. The next item on our agenda is item 9A, which is the introduction of an ordinance and setting January the 25th. Item 9A. Setting January 12th again as the date of the public hearing on this ordinance. This is zoning case Z-15-041. The property is located in the 2600 East Southern Avenue block, located on the north side of Southern Avenue and west of Lindsay Road, 1.43 plus or minus acres, and again, it's rezoning from RS-43 to OC and site plan review. This request will allow for the development of a banquet and conference center. The staff recommendation is for approval with conditions, and the Planning and Zoning Board recommended approval with conditions unanimously as well. Are there any requests to speak on this, Ms. Mickelson? Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to introduce this ordinance, Council? Oh, I'm sorry. And the reason this is on our consent agenda, or off the consent agenda, is because Council Member Fenter has a conflict of interest on this item.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. I live in close proximity to the property, so I'm going to go ahead and recuse myself from any consideration on this. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Council, is there a motion to introduce this ordinance? It's been moved by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Council Member Glover. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote with... Thank you. The vote is unanimous, 6 in favor, with Mr. Fenter abstaining as a result of a conflict. Thank you. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 10, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak? We do not. Thank you. It's been moved that we adjourn. All in favor, please say aye. Oh, Mr. Luna, do you have a question? Okay, I'm sorry. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.